From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Pignanelli. The only man convicted in the bombing of Pan Am plane over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988 has been released from jail in Scotland on compassionate grounds and is on his way home to Libya. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Lockerbie.
57-year-old Abdelbasit Al-Magrahi left a Scottish jail a free man today, heading for Glasgow Airport and a flight to Libya. He was released on compassionate grounds because he has advanced prostate cancer and is expected only to live another few months. Scottish Justice Secretary Kenny McCaskill made the announcement in a lunchtime news conference, saying he knew the decision would upset many, but he said that the people of Scotland live by mercy and compassion, regardless of the atrocity committed against them. The move comes despite intense pressure from U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton not to release the former intelligence agent. The White House says it deeply regrets the decision. Some family members of the victims called the move morally incomprehensible. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Lockerbie, Scotland.
The polls are closed in Afghanistan, where millions of votes were cast today for president and members of provincial councils, but others stayed away from the polls after members of the Taliban had threatened violence against those participating. Canadian Brigadier General Eric Trombley is chief spokesman for NATO forces in Afghanistan. He says there were reports of violence at some polling places.
It was very limited in nature. It was distributed throughout the country.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson is in Kandahar and says that the vote count has already begun.
Less than an hour after the polls close, poll workers would start counting ballots. And basically the process will work this way. They'll put stacks of 50 ballots for one candidate sort of into a stash, so it makes it easier to count. So in other words, if Karzai got 50 votes, those 50 would go together, would be bound together, thrown back into a box. And then once they have all the votes counted up or divided this way, they would then start counting the little stacks to figure out who is the winner, at least on a preliminary level. The officials here expect they could have preliminary results, at least for the Kandahar region, and again, that's five provinces, in the next 5 to 6 hours.
NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reporting from Kandahar, Afghanistan. Iraq's prime minister says his government must reevaluate its security mechanisms to confront terrorist attacks. Nouri al-Maliki's comments follow yesterday's wave of deadly bombings in Baghdad that killed at least 100 people and wounded hundreds of others. The prime minister blames Sunni insurgents for those attacks. The number of first-time claims for unemployment rose unexpectedly for the second straight week. The Labor Department reports this morning that new jobless claims rose to a seasonally adjusted 576,000 last week. The report suggests that jobs remain scarce, even as other data show the economy is stabilizing. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 49 points. This is NPR News. Former New York Giant and NFL star Plaxico Burress has agreed to serve a 2-year prison sentence today. Burress agreed to plead guilty today to a lesser weapons charge in return for a lighter sentence. He was indicted earlier this month after accidentally shooting himself at a Manhattan nightclub. New data from Boston show that blacks and Hispanics have a substantially higher risk of getting swine flu and being hospitalized for it. NPR's Richard Knox has more.
Blacks make up a quarter of Boston's population, but 37% of those who got infected with the new H1N1 virus between April and July. Latinos are also much more likely to get swine flu. Dr. Anita Berry of the Boston Public Health Commission.
School children were disproportionately affected by novel H1N1, and a majority of children in the Boston public schools are children of color.
Another factor, lower-income parents have a hard time keeping sick children at home. If they don't go to work, they don't get paid. Minorities were also twice as likely to be hospitalized for swine flu. That may be partly because they're more likely to have underlying diseases such as asthma and diabetes. Richard Knox, NPR News.
NASA will attempt to launch the Space Shuttle Discovery on Tuesday. The date was announced following a 2-day flight review. Once again, that review focused on the large amount of foam insulation that fell off the external fuel tank during last month's launch of the Shuttle Endeavour. The Discovery crew will carry supplies and equipment to the International Space Station less than a month after the last shuttle flight. I'm Dave Pignanelli, NPR News, in Washington.